Now, while that might not be everyone's experience the first time that they walk into a church, I have to believe that everyone who does walk in for the first time, there's a certain amount of apprehension. There's a certain amount of stress that is there because, after all, you're completely new. You just don't know. You don't say to yourself, where am I going to sit? Where are the restrooms, right? Well, I know the songs. Is the guy up front any good? I mean, all these questions are circling in your head and you don't know the answers to them. So there's a certain amount of apprehension about that. Now, I will say, if this is your first Sunday here at Risen Savior, I hope that you feel welcome. We're awfully glad that you're here and we want to be warm and welcoming to you. Even so much as we're doing a series of messages talking about hospitality, talking about radical hospitality. We want to know what motivates us to be warm and inviting. How is it that God would want us to welcome people into our midst? And we've called it radical hospitality intentionally. Now, radical, we're not talking about extremist type views here, but going back to the root meaning. Radical means that it comes from a different source. It comes from a different root, if you will. And that means it's different. It's unique. So our definition of radical is this. Radical, something drastically different from the ordinary or the expected because it has a different source. Because it's coming from a different place. It has a different root to it. So radical hospitality, then, is something which is different from the ordinary or expected because it's rooted in Christ. Our hospitality needs to be rooted in Christ. That the love of God that we've experienced through His Son Jesus, we want others to experience that as well. And we want to welcome them into our family of believers here so that they also could experience His grace and His compassion in their life. And we want to do it not just passively, but we want to do it exceptionally well, out of the ordinary. Right? So we're looking at radical hospitality. Today, we see Jesus really doing something rather radical in the washing of the disciples' feet. And what I hope that you bring away from this morning are these three things. First of all, hospitality is that important, that it's shown to all and it's shown by all. Hospitality is that important. In the whole scheme of things, you might think, really, that's going to be at the top of the priority list? Of all the things that we could be doing personally, of all the things we could be doing as a congregation, that one bubbles up to the top? Well, let's take a look at Jesus and where it fell on the priority list for Him, right? So let's get the setting right before He washes the disciples' feet. So let's go to John 13, verse 1. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that His hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father. So Jesus knows full well, coming into this Passover, it's the last Passover He's going to celebrate with His disciples. He knows that the next 24 hours are going to be a roller coaster ride. He knows that He's going to be arrested. He's going to get beaten. He's going to get mocked. He's going to get railroaded through the system. He knows that He's going to get nailed to a cross and the excruciating physical pain of that. But He knows most importantly is that God's justice is going to be served. And it won't be served on the ones who are guilty. It'll be served on the only one who is innocent. That on that cross, Jesus will take the weight of mankind's sin. On that cross, His Father will forsake Him so that we wouldn't be forsaken. He knows all of that. This is a pivotal moment in Jesus' life. His disciples will remember every detail of this night for the rest of their lives because of what is going to happen in the next 24 hours. So what is it? What is it that Jesus decides is the most important thing to do on this night? He humbles Himself and He serves His disciples. In our terminology today, He practices radical hospitality. It is out of the ordinary. The washing of feet, that was delegated to to the lowest of the low on the totem pole. He would never even ask one of his disciples to do such a thing. It's such a humiliating task, and yet Jesus decides to wash their feet. It's unexpected, that's for sure. I can almost imagine the disciples looking dumbfounded at one another, astonished as Jesus starts to wash one of their feet. Even Peter says, no, you're not going to wash my feet, right? It was just so far out of the ordinary because he'd go to that extent to show them how much he loved them, to show his compassion for them, to show what a true servant is. It's that important. That on this night, that Jesus would choose this moment to show his disciples what it means to be a humble servant of one another. He was teaching them, and he's teaching us. It really is that important. It really is that important. I know when we think of all the myriad of things that we could do as a congregation, all the activities you could be involved in your life, and you think, really? Hospitality? Well, consider this. Study after study has shown that people decide whether they're coming back to a church in the first 10 minutes they're on campus. That's what we got, 10 minutes. 10 minutes to be a warm and welcoming faith community. 10 minutes so that they come back and we can invite them to be part of our community. We can share the love of God with them. We can share with them the fellowship of believers. Yeah, it's that important that we go above and beyond. So hospitality, it is that important. And hospitality is for all. It's for all people. It's the people who are smiling and the people who are grumpy. Hospitality is to be shown to everyone. Once again, let's go back to our text. So who's around the table with Jesus? Take a look at verse 2. During supper, when the devil had already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, that is Jesus. Does Jesus know about this? Go down to verse 11. For he knew who was to betray him. Yeah, he knew. He knew. He knew that Judas was going to betray him. He knew that because of what Judas is about to do, he's going to get arrested, railroaded through the whole thing. And yet he washed his feet. Jesus wanted Judas to be forgiven just like all the rest. Jesus wanted Judas to be saved just like all the rest. But Judas, unfortunately, from everything that we can see, rejected all of that. And yet Jesus still died for him because Jesus died for all people because he loves all people. So he shows him the same love, compassion, humble service that he did for all the rest of the disciples. Hospitality is for everyone. Hospitality is for the people that we see that have a nice, shiny, bright smile on their face and look like they're easily approachable. And it's also for the person who's staring at their shoes, right? It's for the person who came here willingly and the person who was forced to come here. Oh, come on, you have forced your kids to come, right? And I don't know, maybe your spouse is forcing you to be here right now, all right? The hospitality is for you. It's for everyone. We're called upon to be this loving faith community for all people. And the hospitality I'm talking about is not an ordinary passive hospitality, but a radical hospitality. Robert Schnaus actually wrote a book on this, and I love this quote from his book. He says this, churches characterized by radical hospitality are not just friendly and courteous, passively receiving visitors warmly. I mean, that's good. But instead, they exhibit a restlessness because they realize so many people do not have a relationship with a faith community. So many people do not have a relationship with a faith community. Over 60% of our friends and neighbors do not have a relationship with a faith community. That's the opportunity that is around us. And we want to be that warm community. We want to go above and beyond. He goes on to say this. He says, in these churches, newcomers intuitively sense, these people really care about me. They really want what's best for me. I'm not a number, a customer, or an outsider. I'm being invited with them into the body of Christ. Intuitively, they can sense that about a welcoming community. Risen Savior, we can be that welcoming community. As far as I'm concerned, we've already got a head start on that. I happen to think that Risen Savior is very warm and friendly. I am biased on that, I'll admit. But I think we've got a great foundation that now we can go above and beyond, and we can show radical hospitality, and we'll show that to all people so that we can welcome them into our faith community. Because the fact is this, most people discover their need for grace and for the love of Christ by experiencing it, by receiving it. You can talk to somebody about grace, they can read about grace, but when they see that demonstrated to them, then it hits home. Then they get it, then they understand. We want to be a faith community where people experience the grace of God and the love of His Son, Jesus, to all people, to all people. Hospitality is for all people because it's a radical hospitality. It's one that's rooted in Christ, and it flows through us to others. And hospitality is shown by all. It's not an optional activity, whether you're outgoing or whether you're shy, whether you're an introvert or an extrovert. It's to be shown by all people. Listen to the application that Jesus makes for his disciples. He says in verse 15, "For I have given you an example that you also should do just as I have done to you." Now, he's not expecting them to wash each other's feet. That's not the point. The lesson is humble servanthood, showing love and grace to one another, going above and beyond. Then he says in verse 17, "If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." Blessed are you if you do them, if you understand it. I know for sure at least one disciple got it. I'm sure they all did. But we have evidence that Peter got what Jesus was saying. He understood it. Let's look at his first letter. He says this. He says, "Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God." Now, did you know it didn't say if they speak against you? He says, when they speak against you, make sure that they can't make a case. Live such lives full of grace and love and compassion that if they try and speak against you, they don't have a leg to stand on. In our terminology for today, show radical hospitality to all people. That's something that all of us should do, right? Maybe that's going to call us to come out of our comfort zone, okay? Maybe that means after service, before you get with your group of friends, you go up and you find someone that you don't know. And maybe they've been members here for years, or maybe this is their first Sunday, but you can introduce them, and now all of a sudden you know somebody else in the body of Christ. Let's start practicing it right now. In fact, here's my challenge for you. Over the next week, I want you to practice radical hospitality. That means do something out of the ordinary, do something exceptional. And I mean something nice, by the way. Yeah, I know you all. Yeah, I know how you take it, right? So do something nice, extraordinary, radical, preferably to a stranger, but maybe not. But that's putting our toe in the water of going above and beyond. Because hospitality, it's that important. It's shown to all, and it's shown by all. Amen. Would you stand and pray with me? Heavenly Father, we're continuously amazed that you have welcomed us into your family, even to the point of forsaking your Son so that we could be here in fellowship with you. Now may we be rooted in your Son, Jesus, and through him show your love and compassion to all people. It's in his name we pray. Amen.